This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Gerard Mayo talking about Jalen Polk. Jalen Polk, who may or may not be a part of the building block for the future. I know Andy's down on him right now. I think a lot of people are down on him right now. Not just for the comments that he had in response to what Gerard Mayo said there, but because he was dropping every single pass in that Houston game, even when he was wide open. Instead of saying, yeah, I got to do better, he said, no, I'm got the best hands in the league, and I don't know what that is. No big deal. I have no problem. Everything's fine. It's not fine. That was a terrible performance. And again, it's only his sixth game in the NFL, and I don't imagine that he's going to look like that forever. But if he was off to a great start, wouldn't we all be talking about what a great start Jalen Polk is off to? And wow, it really looks like the team's got something here with this kid, and maybe their curse of them not being able to draft wide receivers, especially in the second round, maybe breaking here. We'd be saying all of those things.
Absolutely.
We'd be doing backflips if Jalen Polk looked like he could play. And so far, he doesn't. I mean, it's just as simple as that.
Everybody wants every receiver to be able to play in New England.
Right.
It's just the reality. Booty, everybody wanted Booty to be great last year before he played a single second. They read that he had 300 yards receiving in LSU freshman year, and we're like, oh my God, we got the steal of the draft. Pop Douglas, they've wanted to be so good. Think about it. A couple weeks ago, he was bitching. People were like, oh, I don't know if I like that.
Right.
Now he's scoring touchdowns. Everybody's in love with Pop Douglas. Gets open in a phone booth. Oh my God, I'm so excited. We got our next pairing. It's Douglas and May. Everybody's in love with receivers around. They think Baker has done nothing. And everybody on the text line all show has been like, they're going to get Baker on the field. I think he could really light it up. Why? Why do you believe that?
Because he dropped a pass in the preseason?
I mean, I have no idea. Everybody wants the receivers to be good around here. They want it so bad. I think it's just because they haven't had it.
It's true. Like,
it's been so long.
It's been a while, and it really would be nice for your rookie quarterback if you had some talented pass catchers and playmakers out there to make him look better. Especially since in that first game, as good as he was, not that accurate. 617-779-7937,
the
phone number.
Again.
It's just a fact.
Hey, Jackson,
wasn't that accurate.
Your grandfather got shot.
Did he not?
He leaves out the part that he lived till he was 80 and had a great life. Was found by his breath on the battlefield.
And that's great. That's a great story. And I'm looking forward to the other Jackson story because I feel like that's going to somehow top the grandfather getting shot thing.
Careful what you wish for.
Let's go to the phones here. A lot of people have been waiting a long time to talk with us, including Tim in Hanover, who wants to talk about Andy's strategy against Jacksonville. Go ahead, Tim.
Tim?
Timmy! I guess he's waiting too long.
Timber!
We'll pop Tim on hold and go to Charlie in Boston. Go ahead, Charlie.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, guys. Great show so far.
Thank you,
Charlie. Big thing for me this weekend is, like, May can't just, like, win this game. I don't even care if they win this game. May needs to light it up because Jacksonville's defense is absolute doo-doo. They've been diced up by Caleb Williams. They've been diced up by Joe Flacco. Like, they can't win this. Like, I don't even care if they win it. He just needs to throw for, like, 300 and, like, three or four touchdowns.
That'd be nice. I'll say this. The defense for Jacksonville has not been good. I agree. But also, that offense has had a really hard time moving the ball, turnovers, all of that. They've been giving other teams a lot of short fields. I remember Williams had a bunch of short fields in that game, in that last game we saw out at Wembley last weekend. And I'm a little worried that the Patriots defense is going to be the get-right defense for Trevor Lawrence because they haven't been doing much at all. And we'll see if Etienne plays or not. I know that their running game really falls off a lot after him. So if he's not out there, that could be a big advantage for the Patriots. But they've not defended the run well. And against good passing attacks, which Jacksonville doesn't have, but they have the elements for one, maybe, they've struggled. So I wonder if they... If you give May a chance and he's not on the sideline watching you get carved up and down the field all morning, then sure, yeah, I think that's a good chance of that. But if they're holding the ball, if they're keeping it away from your offense and they're moving it and picking up first downs and the defense can't stop them, that could be a real problem.
Well, they struggle to stay on the field third down. They do have big plays, and big plays allowed has been a problem for this Patriots defense through the air and the ground.
It has.
Right, we had the long runs recently, but don't forget, prior to that, there was a lot of number one receivers with big plays through the passing game, just running straight down the field for touchdowns. So, you know, I looked at this today. Tank Bigsby, 65-yard touchdown run. Brian Thomas, 85-yard touchdown catch. Your guy, Christian Kirk, 61-yard reception. ETN, 22-yard run. Trevor Lawrence has a 33-yard run. 22-yard catch, Gabe Davis. Like, they have B. Strange. Whoever B. Strange is has a 30-yard reception. Like, they have a lot of guys that have put up some big plays, and that's been an issue for this defense.
Yeah, 100% it has. All right, with that in mind, let's get to the offense. We did the defense 2 days ago, talking about who the building blocks are on the current roster right now going forward, who's one and done, who's not going to be here in a couple of years. We're basically looking a year or two down the line.
Yep.
When we talk about the meat and potatoes here of the Drake May era. Drake May is also on this list, so calling it the Drake May era may be premature. I think we all agree he's going to be a part of the future, but let's go ahead and start with the offensive line. And you just, I'll throw out a name. You tell me if you think that this is someone who is going to be part of the rebuild and a fixture on the team here in a couple years, or maybe not a fixture, but at least just on the roster. Let's start with some guys who we haven't seen much of lately, like Jake Andrews. Jake Andrews.
How about no?
No on Jake Andrews.
See you, Jake.
How about Caden Wallace?
Yeah, I'll say he's a swing tackle. Wait, does that count if he's a backup offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swing tackles are important.
Okay.
I mean, I think you have to have a good
swing
tackle.
For a team like this.
How about David Andrews?
No. If I use my three-year window, he's aging out.
Okay. How about Cole Strange?
No, unless he's a fullback.
Cole Strange. What about a center? I mean, what if he replaces David Andrews?
Yeah, but are you going to decide you want him that badly? Like, I just don't see it working long-term. No.
Okay. Zach Thomas, I think I know you're going to vote for that.
I mean, how about no?
DeMontre Jacobs.
How about no?
I agree. No. Laydon Robinson.
Yes.
Yes on Laydon Robinson.
He'll be a starting guard for this team for an extended period of time.
Mike Onwenu.
Yes. You better be. You paid him to be.
Agreed. Ben Brown, the new guy.
He started so well. It's sort of like the Drake May thing. If you start really well and you get better from there.
Well, he was the best offensive lineman on the team. I don't know if that means he started well.
The king of the dip poos?
Kind of, right? Yeah. he was there.
Yeah,
he played.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, okay, no on him.
I want to say it's a great story. I like those stories used to happen all the time around here. We talked about it one day. Joe Andrewsies and your guy Russ Hochstein and Ryan Wendells and who was the other one? Dan Conley.
Yeah.
Like, Ben Brown fits into that world of Dante Scarnecchia developmental studs.
David Andrews.
David Andrews.
David Andrews undrafted. How about City So?
So I'm going to say no.
No on So. How about, that sounds like a political slogan. How about Michael Jordan?
Nope.
No on Jordan. Vidarian Lowe.
Another swing tackle backup, sure.
Okay, we'll say yes on Vidarian Lowe. Not a hard yes, but a yes. All right, those are the offensive linemen.
That didn't go well.
You are keeping Vidarian Lowe.
Yeah.
Onwenu.
Yeah.
Robinson.
Yeah.
And Caden Wallace.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't even feel great about Wallace. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't feel great about too many of those guys other than Onwenu, I'll be honest with you. All right, let's go to the tight ends. Jaheim Bell, will he be around?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, too. How about Austin Hooper?
I'm going to say no.
And Hunter Henry.
3 years, I'm going to say no, he ages out.
Yeah, I think so, too. So you're going to have to do something there at tight end.
Next year, he'll be
here. In the next couple of years, you're going to need to start thinking about that position.
That's why I want to trade down from the number one overall pick to add extra picks that turn into things like that.
Grab some tight ends.
You don't think it's a big deal, but you grab a third-round tight end who ends up being a key contributor, a complimentary player. You got to fill out the roster
somehow. They tried it twice with third-round tight ends, and neither one of them ever played.
Different regime, different time.
Asi, and what was the other guy's name?
Dalton Keene.
Dalton Keene, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is Keene still in the league? Are either one of them still in the league? I don't think so, right?
I'm not sure. No.
Those were some tough draft picks. All right, to wide receivers we go. Javon Baker.
No.
No on Baker. Tyquan Thornton.
No.
No on Thornton. Pop Douglas.
Yes.
Yes on
Douglas. Yes, that's a hard, strong yes.
Okay. Easy there. KJ Osborne.
No.
No on Osborne. Kendrick Bourne.
Yes.
Yes on Kendrick Bourne. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be the veteran presence. He's going to, like, he'll fall down the depth chart, but he's going to be a veteran presence.
Kayshon Booty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
It wasn't a yes, it was a yeah.
It was a yeah. Jalen Polk.
No.
No on Polk.
I'm down on him. I don't know if you can tell.
You think they're going to cut him?
I don't think he'll be here 3 years. I have been thoroughly unimpressed with everything about him. I mean, he wasn't terrible in camp. I shouldn't say that, but, like, he's rubbed me the wrong way. I don't care for it. Get rid of him.
Okay. Jamichael Hasty as we move to running backs.
No.
No on Hasty. Antonio Gibson.
No.
No on Gibson. Ramondre Stevenson.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. You think he'll be here in 3 years? It's a long career for a running back.
It's a long time, but if you miss a lot of games, it's less wear and tear on the body.
Unless you miss them with injury because your body's torn up. Yeah.
I mean,
okay. So Stevenson,
I don't feel great about it.
Okay, fine. I was just
I only feel great about like four people on the roster.
I kind of agree with you there. All right, quarterbacks, Joe Milton.
Yeah, no.
3 years, still going to be backing up?
No.
No?
Jacoby? He's either you traded him because he had some good preseason and mop-up time, or you got rid of it. Yeah, that's a long time.
Okay, no. I think we're both a no on Jacoby Brissett and Drake.
Whoa.
Oh, you think you'll be here in 3 years?
If Jacoby Brissett plays his cards right and Alex Van Pelt sticks around and his boy Drake May likes him, why can't he be the clipboard holder and the veteran mentor and the whole thing?
$8 million?
No. Pay cut. 3 to 4. $8 million was as a starter.
Right.
$3 million or $4 million is the going rate that I'll give you as a backup, a true backup and buddy.
I think at this point you can do better at the backup position. That's what
I would
say.
But do you want to?
I think you would, yeah.
Alex Van Pelt likes him.
Sure. I mean, everybody likes him, but we all watch them play.
Yeah, he's not going to play. We got Drake.
Yeah, right.
May.
We have Drake May, but if Drake May gets hurt or
who's
something
Buffalo's
happens to
backup?
Him, and you need him to get in there, isn't it Trubisky, I think?
Might be. I couldn't tell you.
Or no, Trubisky's... No, I think it is Trubisky.
You know what my point is? No one needs to know because Josh Allen plays.
No, you do need to know because backup quarterbacks play all the time.
They
you saw
suck.
This. 70 quarterbacks played last year.
And your season's over when the backup comes in.
I mean, usually, yeah. I
Unless
would agree
it's
with
Flacco,
there,
maybe.
It is Trubisky in Buffalo.
Are they set? They excited? Whatever. That's your version of Jacoby Brissett. He stinks. No one wants to see him play. Maybe he gets along well with Josh Allen and what's his name? Joe Brady?
Yep. Okay, but then there's also the Joe Flaccos, the Andy Daltons of the world who's played well.
Yeah, I'm not paying that. So I'll keep Jacoby Brissett. He is my backup.
Okay, very good. Then you'll keep Brissett, and that brings us to a grand total of...
Wait, you never asked me about Drake May.
I think we both are saying
I know, but
yes
I wanted
Drake.
To like yell yes.
Okay, fine, Drake May.
Yes, 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 yes!
Down, boy. Yowza. All right, Drake May.
Okay.
Jacoby Brissett. Ramondre Stevenson. Booty... Bourne, Douglas, Lowe, Onwenu, Robinson, Wallace.
And you could shave like a quarter of those out right now, and I wouldn't really put up much of a fight.
Who of these people do you consider to be building blocks?
Drake May.
May, one. That's it?
Am I missing anyone?
Douglas?
DeMario Douglas.
Okay. May and Douglas, building blocks.
I'm not even sold on anybody else, honestly.
On a good team, Douglas would be your...
I think on a good team, he can be a slot receiver.
He could be a
third receiver,
okay,
slot receiver.
He'd be a starter, though. He could start on a good team.
Volume guy.
Think?
He probably only averages 10 yards a catch a lot of times, but you like having him.
Yeah, and I consider that a building. You're starting... slot receiver's a building block.
Absolutely.
I'd agree with that, too. All right, so Drake May, Pop Douglas. Not Stevenson, you're not considering him a building block. I don't consider
I mean, between the fumbling, and you're right, it's, running backs don't last all that long,
mm-hmm.
and I just, no. He's a player. He and Onwenu I would put in the same category.
Okay.
Whatever that next tier down is, they may be here, and they may even be key players, but I don't really consider them building blocks.
All right, fair enough. So those are your two on offense. On defense, there were four. I can't find the sheet that I wrote them down on. But
there
I
were
believe
four?
The four building blocks on defense were Gonzalez, White, Barmore, and I think there was one other one.
Duggar,
that I don't
maybe?
Remember. Maybe it was Duggar. Yeah, it might have been Duggar.
You kind of convinced me a couple of those.
I convinced you?
I feel like it.
Okay.
Really, I think I would just go Barmore and Gonzalez. And of late, I'm not sure how I feel about Barmore.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, White, I think White has a lot of potential, but I'm not sure how well he's developing right now. He started off really well, and there's a lot of games left to go here, so we'll see. We'll see what kind of season he ends up having overall. But yeah, that's it. So let's say, generously, there's five building blocks, and they're Drake May, Pop Douglas, Gonzalez, Barmore, Duggar, right? That's five, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't love the Duggar one because he's already in the middle of his career and he hasn't proven himself
an elite
player. And
he's like 28, 27,
right, that's
20,
what I mean.
Whatever he is.
He's not elite. He hasn't proven to you he's a stud. The Barmore one is now questionable just based on, A, what's his health situation,
yep.
And B, how motivated is he? Is he really what you want? Is he? Because it doesn't seem like he's in the Jaylen Brown world of I got this big contract and I'm going to prove everybody that I'm worth it and you probably should have paid me more.
Well, it's hard to do that when you're out for the year with blood clots, but I know what you mean, yeah.
It's not the best step to be at 1 a.m. in a shady part of Providence and then yelling at the cops and then going on social media. And, like, there's a lot of layers to that.
It's true.
Okay. So, and Douglas, building block, is that strong for him?
Yes.
Yeah, feels like. Because a building block is your true number one, your T. Higgins or your, how do you say the guy's name, McMillan from Arizona?
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Tatoria or something?
Oh,
Tataria?
From Arizona, the college player.
Yeah, the big stud wide receiver.
I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Like, that's a building block.
Yeah.
Christian Gonzalez, building block. It's like Marcus Jones might
Malik Nabers a building block.
Right. Yeah. Marcus Jones might be a starting corner on this team for 5 years. I don't know that I consider him a building block around. You know what I mean? Building blocks are guys, everything sort of like the sun.
Right.
It all rotates around.
You re-sign him to a good contract,
yeah,
and you keep him here, and that's someone who's going to make you good again when you need to keep him around.
So I would argue it is Drake May, it is Christian Gonzalez, it is Christian Barmore, and it is done.
Three building blocks.
You have three built. That's our
QB,
point from earlier.
A corner and a defensive lineman.
You need to upgrade the other seven slots. Those guys, I believe, are top 10 players on any team they go to. Well, the quarterback one's weird because if he goes
May
to like,
would be, yeah, I don't know.
He goes
that,
to Kansas City, he's the backup quarterback.
Right, like, yeah. He wouldn't be starting.
But those
yeah
are your three. You need to upgrade the other seven slots in your top 10 players list.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty important, and that's why what I've been saying all along about the roster and sort of why it's hard for me to get too jazzed up about everything because they just have so much work to do. I mean, there's so much work to be done to upgrade this roster all over the place. At certain positions, you're not going to have anybody in 3 years. You're going to have to do tight ends all the way over. You're probably going to have to do running backs to get that ready for Ramondre Stevenson. You got to bring in the next guy and hope that he works out. Bill was good at that. I mean, he'd have Michelle and then Harris and then Stevenson.
Yeah,
he'd have
a guy, too early.
Right, and he was always right on top of that. He was terrible with wide receivers, really. Really about as bad as you could possibly be. But yeah, I mean, this is it. And your offensive line's in such bad shape that, you know, outside of Mike Onwenu, you're going to have to totally rebuild that as well.
Which is why, A, I want all those picks in a trade.
Yep.
And B, bitching about this year's draft class after Drake May, even though it may be like, oh, what'd you want? Like, you can't
right
hit everything. But no, that's how you get good. Jaheim Bell becomes at least your number two tight end.
Mm-hmm.
If you just missed on it, you used a pick and got nothing out of it.
Right.
Or Wallace becomes either a starting offensive lineman or at very least a backup. You know what I mean? It fills some void. Dial needs to be like somebody else. If you just keep going one-offs, oh, we got Christian Gonzalez. Oh, we got Drake May. One-offs are not good enough, even if they're really good. Right? Like those two guys.
You'll look back on those drafts and think they were better than they were because of those one guys.
Right.
But it's not good for your roster.
To be a team,
yep,
to be a really good team, to try to compete with 49ers, Eagles, some of these teams we look at and say, wow, they have talent all over the roster. It's you can't just hit one player per draft. You got to get a handful of players every draft to avoid having to then try to go out and fill them in free agency. Because then it just doesn't work. You're always playing catch-up. And they're playing catch-up to Bill right now. Some of Bill's drafts, no question about that. But they can't be playing catch-up to Bill and be playing catch-up in their own drafts.
Right. You can't catch up with bad drafts
right
when Bill was fired for having
you're
bad drafts.
You're spinning your
it's
wheels.
It's not going to work. I agree. All right, there you go. There is our that's the conclusion, I guess. We're not going to do special teams. So that's the conclusion of our big exercise here of the building blocks on this roster, defense and offense. It's not the prettiest picture in the world, I
nope
got to say. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, I was joking around about Jerry Jones earlier. Shannon Sharp had some strong words for Jerry Jones, even stronger than my words 2 days ago that got me suspended. So we'll get to that next.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.